Can I ask y'all something? I said, can I ask y'all something?
Yeah.
Ain't I'm clean?
Yeah.
I'm glad to be here today. In fact, I'm glad to be anywhere any day.
Rhythm and blues singer Rufus Thomas was celebrating his 80th birthday in 1997 when he performed at the Chicago Blues Festival. He died Saturday in his hometown of Memphis at the age of 84. Rufus Thomas was famous for his blues and novelty records. In the 50s, 60s, and 70s, he gave us dance records like Do the Funky Chicken, Do the Funky Penguin, The Dog, Can Your Monkey Do the Dog, Somebody Stole My Dog, and the most famous, Walkin' the Dog, which the Rolling Stones also recorded. Thomas gave the Memphis-based label Sun Records its very first hit, Bearcat, the answer song to Big Mama Thornton's recording of Hound Dog. Then in 1960, he gave Stax Records in Memphis its first hit, 'Cause I Love You, a duet with his daughter, Carla Thomas. Rufus Thomas was in show business since the mid-30s. He often called himself the world's oldest teenager. Rufus Thomas was one of the performers we presented when we did our show at the 1997 Chicago Blues Festival.
Hello, Chicago! Say hello, Rufus! Hello, Chicago! Oh, I love you too.
Now, Rufus isn't going to be performing Walking the Dog because his horn section isn't here. However, we happen to have...
You happen to have what?
We happen to have your CD. Hit it.
You happen to have my CD?
Feel free to demonstrate the dance here.
Oh.
Baby back, dressed in black.
You want to say it? Come on.
If you don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk the dog.
How does the dance go?
That's my mama from 15 cents. See the elephant jump the fence. He jumps up high, he takes the sky. Never got back till the 4th of July, walking the dog.
What a great record. Now, Rufus Thomas was dancing back in the 1930s in show business with
the
Rabbit
Foot
Minstrels.
I was dancing back in the 1930s.
What was your act like in the 1930s?
What was my act like in the 30s? Well, really, in the 30s, I wasn't singing at all. I was a tap dancer. Boy, don't even go there. Don't even think about it. No. See what you started.
That's right.
No, I was a tap dancer at the time, and tap dancing, you know, as things, you know, time goes by, it sort of phased itself out, in which I wasn't doing any tap dancing, and I'm still gonna stay in show business. I got to find something else to do, so. I learned and I taught myself to sing. But I ain't doing no tap dancing. Don't even think about it.
Now, another part of Rufus Thomas's career, he started doing a show on WDIA back when it became the first station in America to have an all-black music format. And he's still doing the show, and I understand it's the number one show.
That's
the number
right.
one radio show in Memphis.
WDIA in Memphis, Tennessee.
Now, you've really rhymed a lot in your shows. What are some of your favorite ways of signing on and signing off, back from the old days when you were starting?
No, wait a minute. Ain't no back in the old days. Ain't nothing old up here. Look. When I used to sign on at midnight, I had a midnight show called Hoot and Holler. And this is the way it went on. I'm young, I'm loose, I'm full of juice, I got the goose, so what's the use? We feel engaged or we ain't got a dollar. Rufus is here, so hoo and holla.
Rufus Thomas recorded at the 1997 Chicago Blues Festival. He died Saturday at the age of 84.